Over again. Hey there, my fellow wellness wanderers. Welcome back to another episode of Savage Self-Care. I'm Ray, your guide on this journey to wellness, and today I'm bringing you my perspective on living with ADHD and treating my symptoms as friends rather than trying to heal from something. Because on this thing that I've learned, like, you can heal from lots of things, but once you do, you're never the same. So if you can heal with these things, the integration is a lot different. So let's just start with a little story to kind of get us in the mood. And depending on where you're at, maybe settle down or sped up. So let's just start with a little story. Tale as old as time. Story of nature. So picture a lush forest. Trees swaying in perfect harmony. These trees are green, they smell like pine, and they're dancing in the winds. Just kind of like the symphony of life, isn't it? Just like our wellness journey. So today I want to talk a little bit about treating your symptom as friends. It's a different idea than I ever had. And it's taken me... I want to say 6 or 7 years to fully come to terms with that, even in this industry, teaching it every day. I thought I had a grasp of it. I keep thinking I have grasp of it, and I do, but not the grasp that I have of it today. And what's changed, we'll get into that later, is I've now have the memories of my childhood coming back. So I'm able to access different thoughts and emotions and history that I never had access to, and it almost feels like my brain is kind of coming to life. Is, I don't know, I guess it's a way to explain it, but my brain's always been alive. I just haven't had access to certain things. So I'll get into that later. But on getting back on track. So now let's spend a minute on what if your symptoms are your friends. And to give you an idea of how I integrate it into living with ADHD and traumatic brain injury is understanding that these conditions aren't adversaries. I can't battle with them. I will lose. I've lost most of my life with that. But if I align with them and learn from them, and I say them only in the context to understand it in this podcast, like I've fully... ADHD is me, and traumatic brain injury is me, and my version of it is different than anyone else's. And when I try to explain it to doctors and other practitioners and whatnot, I get put in this box, and I just don't like boxes. Boxes are a good place to start to kind of get an idea of where to come from, but opening up those boxes and walking out of them is, for me, the fun in all of this. So when you think of your symptoms as something you don't have to battle with, or that they're not this thing to go to war with, they're not adversaries, I start to understand that they're companions. They're like, they're giving me messages on this path that I'm on. They offer knowledge and they offer advice. Knowledge like, slow down, man, you're missing something. You're missing relationships. You're missing perspective. You have these opportunities in front of you, but you're going so fast trying to run from something to find something that you're missing. You're missing the greater good in this, and you're missing something huge. So pay closer attention to your closest relationships and friends. These are all messages that I've been receiving for years, and understanding that, but I didn't know how to interpret them in the way that I do now. So a big part of that is clearing my thought process and asking questions, the questions that I need to ask a professional, but I don't have access to those professionals in the way that I've always wanted to. And it just gets expensive. So that's where I've kind of shifted into using AI. So with using artificial intelligence, I'm going to give you one single prompt that might be able to remind you that sometimes these challenges can be beautiful allies with very simple answers. So, have you ever really thought of AI as kind of your wellness sidekick, your coach? I hadn't either until I did, and here we are. So, I want to challenge you to kind of explore this a little bit and go to ChatGPT and enter this prompt. ChatGPT, what if all my symptoms of chronic illness are messages from my body to heal? And see what comes of it. See if anything changes. See if it tells you you're crazy. See if it goes alongside it. Or maybe it does nothing for you, but it sparks something inside you to go look at something else. Or nothing at all. That's up to you. But in playing with artificial intelligence, I've learned that one prompt can mean a multitude of different things depending on how you set it up. So, coming up in the next few days and weeks, I'm going to kind of give you more AI prompts that could lead you to different answers that you might have been looking for a while that you couldn't get or weren't able to express in a way to get the answer that you were looking for. I know I gave up a lot in trying to communicate with my practitioners, my healthcare practitioners, because I didn't feel they understood what I was trying to say to them. And by the time I couldn't explain it over and over again, I just got frustrated and it just looked like I was essentially having anger issues, which I was because I was always frustrated. And damn. So that's really all I've got today. I just want us to keep on this 30 podcasts in 30 days. And honestly, this took me like 4 hours to set up, but it's really short, to the point. And I just want to say thanks. And thanks for joining my wellness journey, friends, and for being a part of Savage Self-Care. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, review. It helps. Until our next adventure together, keep wandering towards wellness, and I will talk to you tomorrow.